Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. So this podcast is all about inspiring you, motivating you, pushing you on to achieve more in your life, whether that's in business, property, your health and fitness, your personal life, every part of your life. This podcast hopefully will help you achieve more, do more, and get to where you want to be. So just before the episode starts, I have just launched a new website called terryblackburnproperty.com. On there, I've got all of the services that I offer. So one-to-one coaching in business, property, time management, goal setting, sales, persuasion, loads of different things on there. I've got some online courses, some one-to-one coaching courses as well. So please have a look on there. Really appreciate your support. And if you want to get involved, you want some more specific help from me, you want some more one-to-one coaching and assistance from me to help you to get to where you want to be, it's all on there. Also got a couple of books on Amazon and Audible, The Be A Lion, which has won multiple awards worldwide now, and The Power of P's is the new one, all about the different P words: profit, power, perspective, purpose, etc. I hope you'll really enjoy. One last thing from me, if you enjoy these podcasts and you benefit from them, you learn from them, all I ask is that you share it with your friends and family or someone who you think the episode is relevant to. And you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That would massively help. The more shares we get, the bigger guests I can get on the podcast, the more people we can help and the more I can grow the show. So thank you so much. Get in touch if you like what you're listening to. And don't just take notes, take action. Hi, and welcome to the Rags to Riches Show with myself, Terry Blackburn. So today's episode is all about the two things that are absolutely essential. They are the cornerstone of all success in every single part of your life. I truly believe if you want to be the best version of yourself and achieve the most that you can possibly achieve in whatever it is you're trying to achieve, then these two things have to be right. You can actually control these things in a relatively short space of time. You can get on top of these two things in a relatively short space of time. Now, these two things are honestly, hand on heart, think are a big part of my success. Getting these two things right when I was younger and continuing to keep on top of them for 10 plus years now is contributed to my success. Now, of course, there's exceptions. Of course, there's people that don't have these things completely nailed down that are doing well, but majority do. Majority of the millionaires out there have got these two things nailed on. The first one is a healthy body. Okay, so let us explain. When you're feeling good and you're healthy, right? And that's drinking water, eating well, and exercising, right? Cardio and weights. If you are healthy, right? You've got a healthy body, right? You are 100% better in almost every other part of your life. If you think about it, you make decisions better. You look better, therefore you feel better. And when you feel better, you typically act better. You make decisions better. You speak better. You carry yourself better, you walk better, you talk better. You've got a better presence when you're around people. People want to be around you more because they want to be around people that are doing well. Nobody wants to hang around with the overweight loser that's doing nothing. Do they? I definitely don't. I want to hang around with elite high performers. And typically a lot of those are in good shape. There's always exceptions to the rule, but typically it's true. So you're a better partner, because if you feel good, you're typically better in a relationship. You're typically better with your children because you've got higher energy levels. So you can, because kids take a lot of energy to look after. You've got to take them to the park. You've got to take them places. You've got to make the tea. You've got to put them to bed. It takes energy, right? You can inject that energy into business. You can inject that energy into sales meetings if you're in sales. Recruitment meetings if you're running a business, team meetings if you've got a team. You're like, you inject that energy and you get more energy by being healthier. Like, you can't argue with these facts. You know, I'm pretty sure they're 100% accurate for most of the time, right? And again, there's always exceptions, but
But it's generally true. Like, health, a healthy body needs to be the cornerstone of wealth creation. You can absorb information better. You can learn better. Have you ever been in a training session or a course that you're on and you're tired and you're knackered and you're feeling like crap because you're hungover? You can't learn. You can't take in information very well because you're not healthy. You've got to get on top of your health and fitness. You absolutely have to. And going to the gym and keeping fit and keeping healthy is literally a lifelong thing. It is not a let's do it for the month of January because it's a New Year's resolution and then stop in February. Do the same again the next year. That's not a lifelong commitment. That's just why you have peaks and troughs in your results and in your health and fitness. So being healthy and having a healthy body is an under-talked about but hugely valuable part and a big part of success. And if you're just pursuing money and you're working every hour that you possibly got in the pursuit of money but neglecting your health, that will run out. You will burn out eventually. You will feel, it'll start to impact you in a negative way. You'll start to feel a little bit run down, a little bit tired. You'll start to crash a little bit. Then you'll start to feel a little bit less productive. And you're actually doing yourself, you're hindering yourself out of progress by not looking after your health. You might think, oh, well, I don't have time to go to the gym and I haven't got that hour to spend in the gym 3-4 times a week. But your output will be higher by going to the gym 3-4 times a week than if you didn't. Even though you're working more hours by not going to the gym, by going to the gym, you will be more productive in the hours that you've got. And this is a massively under-talked about thing, which you need to be aware of. It's a big part of my life, and I would strongly advise, you know, all of my, the lads that I coach, I advise them that you should be training, because you really, really should. You should be keeping on top of your fitness, regardless of what you've got going on. I've got a busy life. I've got 4 kids, 11 companies, loads of staff, loads of shit to deal with, loads of stuff going on. So if I can do it, you can do it, right? We've all got commitments, but you can make the time. Like, I have to now train at 9, sometimes 10 o'clock in the morning, after I've sorted the kids out, instead of training at 5 like I used to, because I've got a different life now, I've got a young baby, I have to move stuff around. Sometimes I have to train at night, although I don't like training at night. If I really, really can't train in the morning, I'll train at night. I've got to make time. I've got to make time. I'll sacrifice Netflix and rubbish that I would do if I've maybe finished work, I've already been at the gym and, you know, dead time. Use that time in a better way. Netflix doesn't make you feel better. Netflix doesn't give you more energy. Netflix doesn't make you more money. Netflix doesn't help you have a clearer mind and make better decisions and have a higher output, but the gym will. Going for a walk will. Going for a run will. So having a healthy body is imperative, in my opinion. It's the cornerstone to success. Yeah, I mean, the only other point that I haven't kind of said on that is, if you're networking, and a lot of people go to networking events, you are better and people take you more seriously. And unfortunately, in the world that we live in, people prejudge you on the way that you look. If you're massively overweight, you look like shit, people are not going to want to network with you as much as if you look good and you're in good shape. And unfortunately, that's a harsh truth, but it is true. It is true. You'll be more confident when you've got a good body, when you feel good. You'll walk better, talk better, have more presence, and all of that helps with networking. So if you're wanting to grow your network, you want to expand your network, collaborate, JV, raise money, all of that, then being in good shape will assist and help and improve your ability to network. So that's having a healthy body. That is number one. Number two kind of is impacted by getting number one right. So the second thing that I believe is the cornerstone to all of this wealth creation stuff that we all talk about is having a healthy mind. So there's a few ways that you can do that. So having a healthy mind does come from having a healthy body, because healthy body, healthy mind is a phrase. When you feel good and you're exercising, typically your mind's a little bit clearer. If you've ever felt sluggish and tired and run down, if you go for a walk, you go to the gym, it clears your mind, doesn't it? It does. Walking clears your mind, running clears your mind. It's a really good feeling. If you've just clogged up and you're overwhelmed, you walk and you come back to the house or back to the office and you feel better. It's true, right? It's proven. But having a healthy mind is more than that. Having a healthy mind to me means that I know what my vision is. I know what my goals are. I know my purpose. I've got clarity. I know what I'm getting up for every day. I know what my action points are each day. I know what I've got to do. I've got a vision. I've got a purpose. Having a healthy mind is being clean up there, crisp up there. You're on point. You think clear. You can make good decisions. When you come across a problem, you don't focus on the problem. You focus on the solution. When you come across a problem or an issue or a situation, you're solution focused. You're not hanging up and you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're focusing on what can I do to solve this. You can only get to that state and that position when you've got a clear mind and a clear body. Having a clear mind is being intelligent. It's being highly skilled. If you're not that intelligent or you're not that skilled, it's my phone pinging, apologies. If you're not that intelligent or you're not that skilled in an area that you want to work on, or like a business that you're involved in, do a course, get a mentor, you know, do a mastermind, read a book, listen to a podcast like this on a skill that you want to learn, right? A lot of people want to learn sales because a lot of people struggle with it. I've done countless podcasts on sales and I've got a course on sales. Reach out if that's what you want to learn about. I can teach you sales. I've taught hundreds of people sales. If you want to learn about property, I can help you with that. There's podcasts on that, there's books on that, there's courses, there's masterminds on that. If you want to learn about business, again, I can teach you. There's books, there's podcasts, there's courses, there's masterminds, all on business. You can learn it, right? But if you haven't got a healthy body and a healthy mind, you're not going to absorb and take in that information properly and learn it properly. So getting your body right and your mind right, first of all, before you start to learn a new skill is really key, because you just won't take in the information. You won't learn it properly. You just won't learn it properly. So having a healthy mind makes you a better leader, because typically, me personally anyway, I wouldn't look up to someone or want to learn from someone if I didn't think they were right upstairs and they weren't healthy. I just wouldn't. That's just the way I am. I don't typically respect people that, you know, are in bad shape. I just think, well, if you can't get yourself in good shape, like, why should I learn from you? You're not even disciplined enough to eat the right foods and go to the gym. Why on earth would I learn anything from you? That's just me personally. Because how you do one thing is how you do everything. And if you're fat and overweight, like, you obviously aren't disciplined enough to eat right, go to the gym, look after your body. So why would I trust your advice on business? Because I ain't doing that. Of course there's exceptions to the rule. There's billionaires that are overweight. Of course there is. But I wouldn't learn from them personally. I'd rather learn from the person that's got both, that's got it all. He's healthy and wealthy. Because there is people like that out there. I'm wealthy and I'm healthy. There's loads of other people like that too, right? But you're a better leader, you're sharper, you make better decisions when you clear up here. You're intelligent, you can teach others as well as show others through your actions. You can deal with stress and you can deal with pressure when you're right upstairs. Stress and pressure comes with business. Like, don't be thinking for one second by setting up a business that it's all rosy and you're not going to have any stress anymore. If you can't deal with stress when you're in an employee job, don't set up a business. Because in stress in an employee job is not the same as stress in a self-employed job or when you're running your own business. It is much worse. But if you're healthy and you're good upstairs, got a good mindset and a good body, right, you're healthy, then you will be able to deal with more stress. You will be able to deal with it better and you'll be able to overcome it quicker and better when you're healthy upstairs and you're healthy in your body, yeah? You'll be able to deal with the pressures that come with entrepreneurship, because there's a hell of a lot of them. You're more creative, you think outside the box better when you clear upstairs. I don't think, like, if someone's really, really overwhelmed and really unhealthy, I don't think they're very creative. I don't think they'll be able to come up with solutions for problems if they're really overwhelmed and stressed and down and depressed and fat and overweight and all that. They're just not going to deal with it very well. So to summarise these two points, the starting point of you listening to this, getting to that next level, is two things. It's getting your body right and getting your mind right. Starting today, not tomorrow. Don't put this off. Right? If you listen to this tonight in an evening, go for a walk tonight. Do a little circuit in the house. Do something tonight that's going to impact you tomorrow. If you're listening to this in the morning, you have loads of time. Your dinner break, after work, you've got loads of time to do this. If you've already trained today, good for you. Tomorrow morning, get back on it, right? Make sure you're nailing 3 or 4 gym sessions or exercise sessions per week. And do something for your mind every single day. That's an audio book, that's a podcast, that's reading a book, that's listening to something motivational, watching a motivational video, that's signing up for a course, signing up for a mastermind, you know, signing up for a mentorship. It's signing up to something that's going to better yourself. Because you get your body right and you get your mind right, then all you've left to do is take the action. And you take the right actions in the right area that's in alignment with what you want to achieve. And that's all it takes. That's all it bloody takes. Getting your body right, getting your mind right, and taking the action. Starting point is body and mind. Next is action. But when you get your mind right, the actions will become clear. If you don't know the actions in your early doors, or you may be stuck at a certain point or a certain level, reach out to me and I'll help you with mentorship. I'll direct you in the right direction with a course or a mastermind or something, or a book or a podcast. That's all you need to do, right? Stop listening to all the fluff online. This is legit how you do it. And this is legit how you get from where you are now to where you want to be. If you've liked this episode, please share it on social media. Share it with someone else who you think might benefit from it. Send us a comment, send us a like, send us a review. Anything like that would be fantastic and much appreciated. So have a fantastic day. And remember, don't just take notes from this session, take action.